So the wires brought down that the way he was mocked at the Matonis was through that he was maskir the Chotzer. Taisis de Ramasu Makoimoi Muskalai. The Sefer Tani, Shikivlu Schar Zemize. It was a real schirus thing, Kivlu Schar Zemize. You can tell him, Amai Kivlu Schar, Mayuloi Lahashalahem. Why did were they mekabel schar? He should have been mashalem. Lahaskim bechalipin. Why did they have to do moyes to do the kinyan? There was another way to do the kinyan. Ayidei chalipin. V'yesh loyma the shela v'schirus in a nikmis bechalipin. As Tosfos obvious as a chiddush, the shela v'schirus in a nikmis bechalipin. Places with Sosim, but like Pirish, what's the reason why it's not Nigna B'chalipin? As Taisus in Erechin and Dachlamid, Taisus brings down this Yisayt, and he's Marich more, and he explains it. He says the same way the Gemara says, Tuvas Hana is Eina Mamin, and it's Eina Nigna B'chalipin, because as Huadin, Shela V'schirus is Einoi Nikne Bechalipin. As the mocker of Taisus is actually from Agamara, the aside of Agamara. As the Beis HaLevi dons on Taisus, and he asks that Rashi says, what's the word of Tuvas Hana is Einoi Mamin? Rashi says, because Tuvas Hana Yevgurei Mafkavuhu. And it's not shayach to do a haknah on it. L'chayre, that's only shayach by tuvas hanah, because tuvas hanah, what you own, is not the real matnas kuna. You just have the tuvas hanah, so you're mafker it. But over here, by shelen schiris, he's a real bailim, as there's no greyesa in the bailis. Azukt, the Beis HaLevi, it's mucha from Taisus that Taisus learns not like Rashi. That the chsarn of Tuvas Hana is not in the Bailis, because by Shelas and Schirus you're real Bailim. El, it's a chsarn in the Maisa Kinyan. Like the Shita says, that it's a Maisa Kinyan Garua. As a Maisa Kinyan Garua is not chal on a Bailis Garua. If that's the chsarin, then it's shayich by shela and sirus also. By shela and sirus, why is it a bailis? Why is it a mamin garua? Because you're not koina the whole thing, you're eventually gonna give it back. As being that you're eventually giving it back, you're not buying it for good, you're giving it back eventually. You're just borrowing it, you're just being masker at this man. As that's a lower level of bailis, it's not yours forever. It's just lizman. You're only getting it for a short period of time. As therefore, it's a mamin garua. Don't get the tuvas hana, which is a mamin garua. It's only yours to give it over. And also, the kinyan you're using is a kinyan garua. Chalipin. That's the yisayt of Taisus. That's at the Beis HaLevi boys from Taisus. Lefizeh, it should come out a very interesting chiddush. The Gemara says there are two kinyan garuas. There's a kinyan garua of chalipin, and there's a kinyan garua of agav. As even though Taisus only says the shela v'schiras in a nikna v'chalipin, Abba Gemara says agav has the same chsarin as chalipin. So it should come out a chiddush la'alocha liba to Taisus that you can't do shela v'schiras ayidei agav. We don't find the place game to say this halacha. But that's l'chayre what should come out. Frek de Beis HaLevi, he doesn't understand Taisus. How could Taisus base it on our Gemara? Our Gemara falls away from it. The Gemara has a havamina to learn. That Tuvas Hana is Eina Mamin Liknes Bimenu B'chalipin and Agav, and the Gemara is Doicha. The Loi He Matnes Kuna Nesina Ksivavu Chalipin Derech Mechu Memkar. As how could Taisus buy from the Havamina of the Gemara that the Gemara says that Manas Kuna is not Nikne B'chalipin, as Hu Atin, Shela V'schiros, Hare the Gemara says, the Loi He, we fall away from that. It does work. As he makes a Gevaldig Diyuk in Rashi. Pashtis, when you learn the Gemara of Loi He, your Mefarish, the Gemara means, the Loi He, Tuvis Hana is a mom and gum. And that's how many Achroinim learn, that the Nidin HaSugya is Tuvis Hana is Mamin, or Tuvis Hana is not Mamin. Abhi says, if you look in Rashi, Rashi is Meduyik, not that way. Rashi, Divrei HaMasra, V'loi Hi, Rashi says, Me'ahai, D'chi lo'i hoya lo'en suder, Lav Rayehi, L'melev Mina. Rashi doesn't say we're being choylik on Tuvis Hana Mamin. Avada Tuvis Hana is Eino Mamin. What are we saying? Lav raya hi lemelech mina. We're not arguing. We're just saying lav raya hu lemelech mina. But we're not being choizer from the svara we said. As Tresis and Erechin is obviously going to learn like Rashi. There is no svara lemaskana of the Gemara. Everyone holds tuvas anozei namam. Just lav raya hi. It's not mucha. As we said, we can learn it differently. You don't have a raya. But it's definitely true. Okay, as thus is the Beis Halevi, what he boils in this Taisis, how Taisis learns the chsan of lav tuvis ana, lav mamin. Now, Taisis over there continues and says, this is not only a din in Sheila v'schiros, it's a din in matana al menas lahachser also. Because anything that you're makne and you give back, you can't be kind of with chalipin. As if you want to be koine with chalipin, a matana al menas lahachzir, it doesn't work. You have to be koine with chalipin, doesn't work. The Rush over here, Zaktik Sais in Reish Mem Aleph, the Rush over here, when he brings down Taisis, he learns that it is not a chesar in matana al menas lahachzir. The Piskei HaRosh in Ar Sugya, when he brings down Taisus, learns that in a Matana Lizman, Zichur you could be koinet with Chalipin. It's only Ichsarin in Sheila. Ritzarich Bia, what's the Machlekes of Rosh, of Taisus in Erechin and the Rosh, if this is Ichsarin in Matana Al Menas Lahachzir? Azog Diksois, the Hezra of this Machlekes, is Yisegis Dika Machlekes, what is the Pshat by Matana al Menas Lahachzir? The Rosh Lishitasoi, that the Rosh learns in Mesechta Sukkah, Matana al Menas Lahachzir means, I'm mocked you for a Matana Gemura forever. B'tnai, you do another Kinyan and your Chayzer and Machnet back to me. As it comes out, I'm mocked you forever, it's yours forever. Just is it's not, you have to do another kinyan to be maknit back to me. As a mezeh, matan amanas lahachzir, it's a matan gmura. It's not doima to shela v'schiris. Avataisis and Erechin will learn that the gedr matan amanas lahachzir is it's a matan alizman. I'm maknit to you till you finish using it, then it comes back to me. I don't even need a kinyan to be maknit back to me. It's a matana with a shear, that it's al menas lahachzir, that it should come back to me. Azei, if it's a matana lizman, then it's doima l'sheila v'schiris. There's a big chiddush of the Ksais over there, which is negayim many sugyas in matana al menas lahachzir. What together is he boys in this taisis in Erechin, he sets it up. That's what he's arguing the Rosh. There is another shinui between the Rosh and Taisus, a very interesting shiva. The Rosh brings down the halacha of this Taisus, but he brings it down only by Sheila and not by Schiras. He says Chalipin doesn't work for Sheila. It only works for, it works, and it's Meduyik in the Rosh, only by Sheila it doesn't work. By Schiras it works. Taisus says it's a klal in Sheila, in Schirus. Taisus in Erechin is Matan al Menas Lahachzir too. Anything which is Lizman, you give back. Sheila, Schirus, Matan al Menas Lahachzir, Zeu, you can't do it with Talib. And the Rosh is Meduyik, not by Maton Amanas Lachzer, for sure it works, and also he only brings it down by Sheila and not by Stilus. The Beis Yosef is Medayik, the Tor, that the Tor paskins like his father, the Rosh, that it only works by Sheila and it doesn't work, it is only Chzar by Sheila and not by Stilus. The Shaila is, what's the Chilik? L'choira, they both choiser. What's the chilik between Sheila and Schivus? As the Yamshel Shloime says, because Schivus is called a memkar liyoima. Schivus, you're paying money, as you have a starker at Kinyan. Sheila, you're not paying money. He's just lending it to you, as the Kinyan is less. With Tzarech Bir, what does it have to do with Chalipa? As l'chayra, the kivun is ba'oifin zeh. There's certain times where I'm koina chayfetz, I'm koina the gufa chayfetz le'inyan de shimusha. And there are certain times I'm not koina the gufa chayfetz at all. Schirus, when I pay for it, I'm koina the gufa chayfetz le'shtamishma. When a person is seicher a dira, a chayfetz, he's koina the gufa chayfetz le'tashmisha. It's like being kind of the deka lepe roisev, you're kind of the guva chavitz of tashmisha. As that is a regular kinyan. By sheila, you're not kind of the guva chavitz, you're only kind of the tashmisha. As therefore, it's a chsarin in chalipa. The shaila is, what's the chsarin then? And Taisis says, the chsarin is because you're giving it back. If that's the chsarin, it's a chsarin in schiras, it's a matan, it's a matan amanas lahachzir. But if it's only a chsarin in sheila, what's the chsarin? Because Rashi wanted to say an interesting svara. Rav Nochum was miyasid in the solution daf gimel that the yisoid of chalipin is zeh tmura zeh. I'm giving you this is a tmura lezeh. That's the way it works. Zeh chalifasi, zeh tmurasi. It's a tmura for the. As it's only shayach to give a tmura when the tmura is daima. As I'm giving you the suda not to be mishtamish, but I'm giving you the suda to be koina the suda. As the tmura could only be when tmura that I'm giving you a kinyan in the suda, I'm makna to you something in the chayfetz. But by shayla, where I'm not giving you the chayfetz, I'm just letting you be mishtamish, that's not the tmura of a suda. That's how the Rosh. Okay, this is a little bit of a zaitig inyan, a little bit in yanim of chalipin and sheila b'sivus. Let's move on and go to the next sukkah. V'chibetzad sadeyu sherev gamliel hoya ointin. Frek the Gemara, it's a sada she'ena mishtameres. Frek Taisus for like tvua ha'isa b'beisa sherev gamliel, ki lemuchel b'yushalmi. That Taisus brought before. As why is it a makom she'ena mishtamer? V'yesh loymer, the gabi schedim, loy ha'ya mishtamer, sheloy ha'ya hefzik b'in tvua asay l'tvua asam. As therefore, the Bnei Bayis of Rev Gamliel could come into the area where their Tru'ah is. Vitzarech Bir, does that mean if one person could walk into my house, it becomes Eina Mishtamer? Loi Mutsinu Allah Bizeh. Ubi Yeser Tresis Anomer Aleph is Mavur in the Gemara in Baba Kama Mem Tesamer Beis. If one guy walks into the house, that's not called Eina Mishtamer. Taisis says on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the fact that one guy could walk in and take it from my house doesn't make it Eina Mishtamer. It's Be'etzem Mishtamer. I can lock it, I can close it, people can come in. Once in a while, one person walks in, that makes it Eina Mishtamer.
We found in Taisis and Baba Kam that if one...
Rega, but over here we're holding in Taisis and Baba Kam. See ya. I'm asking. We're asking from Taisis and Bar Mitzia to Taisis and Bar Mitzia. As what's the pshat? As Be'emes, if you think about the tzir, and also another thing, let's say you have an oireach in your house, as now your house is Eino Mishtamer. Let's say you invite someone over for Shabbos, for Purim. As now your house is Eina Mishtamer, there's an Oreach walking in. As I can't be Koine B'chotzer in my house. If one of the drunk people who comes in my house in Purim, he leaves $100 bills and he goes, I don't know who it is, as my chotzer is not Koine, because there are other people in the house. Lo Yishamanu Halacha Ki Yaitzim Zayin Halacha Chizein Shulchan. As what's Pshad in this? Because L'chaira, the kivun over here is very, very different. The kivun over here is he doesn't live in the house. They live in the house, and they're being mishtamish with it. As over here, the word is, the people who live in the house are using the area where you have your stuff. That's the word. The Bnei Beisai Shareb Gamliel, his wife and his children, are freely using the area. It's oimid lishimushah. As it's not stam, there's one guy who walked in. Fakert, the people who are living there are walking in and using it. As that makes it that the chotzer is not oimid for you. And what's the pshat? Because we saw in the Rush says in Gittin daf ayin ches, what's a chotzer? It's holding it for you. This is my holding area. This is not my holding area. This is the house of Rev Gamliel's mishpacha. They're the Bnei Bayis there. They're using the house. As when people in the house are using it, you can't say, it's mishtamer klape the rest of the world. MS, but the people who live there are using it. As if the people who live there are using it, it's not called mishtamer. As Taisis continues, and Taisis says, as in order to make it mishtamer, you would need to put a hefsik. What kind of a hefsik is Taisus talking about? Taisus is talking about you have to build a wall there, like no one could be able to get in there, because if someone has access to it, as then it's not called a chatzah mishtameres. As to make it ois chatzah mishtameres, you have to make that no one should have access to the makam. No. Taisis says that you have to put a hefsik, mashma. Let's say you would put a small patek. No one could walk past it. Now, of course, they won't listen. But let's say Reb Gamliel will put a patek. Any of the children that walk past it will get a big oinish. Yeah. Would that be enough? As no one's going in. As now they could walk in. They could take it. It's yochel to take it. That would be enough. They're not being mishtamish with the makam anymore. As the knetch over here is not that it's yochel for someone to walk in. The word is there are people who live there that are being mishtamish. As long as there's a hefsik, there's something that makes that the people shouldn't be mishtamish anymore. That makes it ois mishtameres. As that's the beer in Divrei Taisus. That over here, when someone else is using the area, even if it's mishtamer klape the whole world for you, but someone else is equally using it, that makes it that it's not oimid for you. Someone asked, so what about a chotzer ashutfin? Over there, they're both using it together. That's called mishtameres l'shneyem. But over here, The people, the Bnei Bayis, are using his area freely, not Bitor Shutfin. Okay, thus is the Pshat in places. In the Rajba and other Rishainim, they say a different teretz. They say, Eino Hinami, the Chotzer is Mishtameres, but it's Eino Mishtameres L'daitoi. It's Mishtameres for the Das of Reb Gamliel. In order for something to be Shomer, it has to be Shomer for you. If it's not shomer for you, even though it's shomer from everyone, no one could go in there, it's not called mishtameres. On the feed, these shittas, it would come out of gevaldige chiddush. Taisus says if you would put a hefsik in there, it would work. According to the Rishonim, putting a hefsik there wouldn't work because it's still not mishtamer for them. What do the other Rishonim hold? They hold that the Maila Mishtameris makes, this is the place where I keep things. But I only keep things if it holds it for me. if it's not Pishtamer for me, because it's Stama Mokum Shomor, but it's not a Mokum Shomor for me, as then that's not called, it's my Mokum where I keep my Chosin. As that's why it has to be Mishtamer L'Daitan. As over here, we learn two big klalim in Mishtamer. Someone else is using it, it's Ois Mishtamer. All the Fila Rishayim, if someone's watching it, but they're not watching it for you, Das Heisnish Mishtamer. As a mashal, you have someone that's watching the field, he's making sure no one goes in, but he's not doing it for you, that's not called Mishtamer. That's the Chiddush that you see in the Rishayim. Taisis continues, and Taisis saw in Asugya that if someone uses the area, as it's not called the Chotzer Mishtameres, it's in time of Bishili Ashoyo, Gabi Azevel Shobal Abayis, Mugilo Bigamar Bituri Dos, in Alma Mechotzer, the Mask of Yesi Berhamine, Bahashta Alo Asoicha Mishtamish Bechotzer, Vimkein Azevel Mishtamish Lidash Asoicha Bechotzer, Bechis Gam Mask of Bizevel Turi De Hasi Me Alma. As the Shach in Simin Shin Yud Gimel says, we saw yesterday a Machlegis Rishonim. What's the word that it's a chotzer demaskir? Rashi and the Ravid learn that the seicher was that it only belongs to the maskir. The seicher doesn't have any shimushim, because if it's the seicher has total shimushim, the seicher would be kainer and not the maskir. And the Rambam Shita is when you have a chotzer of a seicher and the maskir, as the maskir is kainer. As how does he learn? He learns it's huskar legamri to the seicher or not. Azad the shach, the loshen of tesis haloya seicher mishtamish bechotzer, that loshen is mashma, he's using it legamri. It's meduyik, we're talking about a area where it was totally rented and he could use it for whatever he wants, and afilu hachi, it's kind of for the maskil. The goyim says that you could taina that a seicher mishtamish means all he has is in his adrichas regel. It doesn't mean he's mishtamish lekol tashmish. It means all he has in it is adrichas regel. It's a shayla poshid how to read the Taisis. When Taisis says a seicher mishtamish, when is it migareya? The Shach learns it means he was mishtamish, he's using it. Now you could say the diak of the Shach was from the Loshin. The Loshin of Mishtamish is Mashma, he has all Tashmishim. You could say the Shach also made a Lomdish Adir. If a guy has Drisus Regal on it, that wouldn't make it that it's Ois Chotzer HaMishtameres. He just has Drisus Regal, he can't use the area. As Yesh Lodnib, the Adir of the Shach was the Loshin Mishtamish or a Tifer Adir from the Svara, because just Drisus Regal wouldn't make it. Lemaisa, the Goin says that you could be Matcha, the Pshat, in Texas. The Rosh is the Shaila, he has Jerisas HaRegel on it. As on one hand, L'chayr, the Texas Rosh, is a Mokar to the Goyin. The Goyin is, the Seicher has Jerisas HaRegel, so it's not a Chotze She'ena Mishtameres. But the Texas Rosh answers the Shaila of Texas, that he's doing it to an Oireach that walks into your house. An Oireach that walks into your house doesn't make it Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres. Mo'od Yitochen Loimar, the Rosh learns the Gemara and Bar Metzius talking about what all he has is Drisus HaRegel. As the Rosh answers, he's doing it to an Oireach that all he has is Drisus HaRegel. That doesn't make it Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres. But Taisis, like the Shach is Meduyik, he has all Tashmishim. So that's why Taisis didn't answer like the Rosh, that he's doing with Tayreach. Because we're talking about a guy who's using the Chotzer. He's keeping his bicycle there. He's keeping his washing machine there. He's doing all his Tashmishim there. As he's not doing with Tayreach, he's doing it to a Bala Bayis. Why doesn't he make it? Ois Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres, Nosrek Taisis. Habitais is Vyesh Loima, the Gam Maskil, Besai Pasuach, Loisai Chotzer, Umikri Oimed, Bitsad Sadeyu. That the Maskil is Besai Pasuach, whoever wants to go, go. Always in the middle of Shia. All morning, say it not. The whole day, not. Hashem Yishmael V'yasa. As in Tosis, you see a Gevaldig Yechidish, that when your bias is Pasuach, it has a din of Oymed Bitzad Sadeh. Frektach the Shaila. What are we talking about when the guy is standing there? Is Mamish standing by his doorway looking or not? What does Taisis mean? As you could say that it means Pasuach Loisai Chotzer and he's standing there. The Lashon of Taisis is not Meduyik that way. The Lashon of Taisis is Meduyik that it's Patuach Lo. He says Beisai Patuach. He doesn't say Ve'oimid Sham. L'chayra Meduyik in Taisis, you don't need him to stand there the whole. What's the pshat in Taisis? As the Taisis shants on Kuv Beis when he brings the Taisis, and also Rabbi Kiva Ego over here, they explain the Maila of Oymed Bitzad Beisai means that he could watch it. Because his doorway is open to it, whenever he wants, he could come watch it, and the Maila, he's going to watch the Chotzer that no one should come in. As if it's Bagis, it's Petuach to his Chotzer. As a Mela, he could watch it and grab the Rabbi Kiva Ego air. It's the Beisai could watch it. As there's someone that's constantly going to be coming to the doorway, and even if they're not standing there all the time, but they could always come there and watch what's going on in the Chotzer. This is learning that the Mela of Oymed Bitzad Beisai is a Mela of Mishtameh, like Rashi learns on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. As being that it's a Mela of Mishtameh, as over here, we'll see in Taisis another chiddush that you don't need that he should be shomer kol hazman. However, so one could buy from here that in order for a chotzer that's not mishtameres for oimid v'tzad sadeu to work, you don't need him to stand all the time. It's enough if his doorway is patuach to the field that makes it ma'od yitochin. You could be matcha. It's not a raya. Why? Because Taisis over here is talking about a gated off area. Be'etzem, the area is a makom shomer. What did Taisis ask? There's a masker and a seicher. The masker lives there and the seicher lives there. As because the seicher is living there also, the seicher should make it in a mishtamer klape the masker. As be'etzem, it's shomer. Just one person's using it should make it in a mishtamer. On that, Taisis was makel. If your bias is pesuach, you could watch what's going on. That's enough to make it shomer legamri. But efshar in a field where it's bechlal not washed, efshar patuach lebeisa is not enough. You wouldn't have this araya from Taisis that if you have your house opens to your backyard, even if there's no gate around your backyard, but your house opens to your backyard, that's called the chotzer mishtameres. No, because over there's no gate. It's not be'etzem a makom shomer. It's not a shmira from one person. As long as you're talking, even though we're being medayik in Taisis, that for medes bitzidoi, you don't need him to be standing there. The fact that he could come there and watch it, he's living there, he could always be there, is enough. That's only in this seal. But you couldn't buy from here that in a field that doesn't have a gate, if your bias is on the field, that your bias is patuach, it wouldn't be enough. Thus is the thesis. Okay. Boy, Reviyema. Thus is the Gemara. Thus is the Taisis. Let's come back to the Gemara. As the Gemara says that you could be matche that you don't have a raya. Veloi matnis kuna misina tzivru chalipin derech mekach umemker. Metaltlim agav karka nisina lento. What's the chesaron over here? We'll just do the kitzer. Rashi learns Sudir is derech mekach umemkar. If you're giving one for the other one. And it says nisina. As Rashi says, therefore it's usher to do. L'choira, you would have said, it's not chal. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's usher to do. And why is it usher to do? Rashi says, because it's nira kim mekach umemkar. Rashi is meduyik, it's only an issa derabana. It's not mekach umemkar mamish. It's nira kim mekach umemkar. That's why, be'etzim, if you do it, it's chal. Because it's just nira kim mekach umemkar. That'll be the kivud in Rashi. Okay, as thus is the Gemara. One little nekuda on Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is it's a zman tefillah. That reminds us we need a davening. It's very important to keep on davening. And it's a zman hamisul b'kach. Unlike other Tanesim, which are the tshuva, Tainis Esther zot the Mishnah Berurah and it's b'shem the Orchis Chayim, that it's also an Indian of tefillah, that Hashem heard their tefillahs, they davened, there were enemies out there, they're trying to hurt, they're trying to kill, and they davened, and Hashem saved them. It's a zman where we need tefillahs, and it's a zman ha-mesugah l'kach, that our tefillahs were. So let's daven together and use the time well of Tainis Esther and tomorrow, the day afterwards, that we should all be zeicha from Yeshua's, from Hashem, together.